Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's talk to Ricardo from Active Trades. Very good morning to you, Ricardo.
Morning, Nick.
Okay, let's kick off Mr. Trump. He appears to be elated. The financial markets seem to be elated. What could possibly go wrong?
Press conferences can go wrong, like yesterday.
Yep.
He got quite aggressive with a CNN journalist. But anyway, that's a different topic. I think he feels relieved, and the markets feel relieved to a certain extent, at least. And we can see that in the way equities behaved in the aftermath of the first results coming out. However, I don't think that the result is as good as he perhaps expected. I think he was perhaps expecting a best possible scenario of a complete victory, so taking both houses, and that would have been the ideal scenario. And I say this because President Trump's popularity seems to be hanging on the back of the current economy success story that we have in the US, and which in turn comes mainly from a combination of where he entered the scene during the economic cycle, and also the tax relief, so the sugar rush he gave the American economy. So an economy that was already galloping was given the additional strength of having tax cuts, corporate tax cuts, which according to most people are probably the main justification for where we are today. President Trump had the plan to, according to many reports, I mean he hasn't said so himself, but he had the plan to launch a fiscal stimulus 2.0, which this time would target middle incomes, so middle class, everyday people, not just the corporates and high earners. And this would also have provided another boost to the American economy. I don't think he will be able to do that now, having lost the control of the House.
Yep.
I think they will block it. And the main reason why they will block it is that it's all very good in the short term, but in the medium to long term, these measures will have an impact, and the impact will be mainly a huge deficit that will probably coincide with a downturn in the economic cycle. So the American economy will be shrinking, GDP will be shrinking, unemployment will be increasing at a time when the deficit will really be expanding, and this is very bad news, or potentially can be very bad news. But President Trump is banking, at least in my opinion, is banking on the short-term public opinion, on remaining popular with his support base and with people that actually think that, you know what, he may be a little bit erratic, he may be a bit controversial, but we are doing well, almost full employment or full employment, technically. Economy is growing much faster than anywhere else, so we're going to vote for him and we're going to keep him in power. Without this second fiscal stimulus, or fiscal stimulus 2.0 as it is known, I think he may actually face more headwinds come election time in 2020. So he may not be as happy as we all think.
Okay, let's talk about happier things. Brexit. Apparently Theresa May is sort of giving secret papers to members of her cabinet. Cable. It's a difficult currency pair at the best of times. I guess it's even more difficult now, isn't it?
It is difficult because we are approaching the make or break point in the ongoing discussions between the UK and the European Union regarding the terms of the separation. Cable has been supported recently by rumours that an agreement is imminent, by rumours that the European side is ready to make some concessions so that the Irish border issue is resolved. Because apparently, according to many people, that is the main sticking point. Yeah. So the pound has been supported by this relative optimism. But saying that, we can also deduct that the pound is actually exposed to rumours and exposed to political intrigue. And I don't think we've heard the last yet from the British fashion that is very much campaigning for a no-deal Brexit or for a Brexit in terms that will not be accepted by the European Union, which will then lead to a no-deal Brexit. So I think the pound is supported for now, but it will all very much depend on what news come out. I don't think we are through the line yet. I think there will be some bad news coming out. So there's some downside risk for the pound ahead still, in my opinion.
Okay, ECB day today. In terms of the euro dollar, anything changed dramatically in the last week?
Well, the change in euro dollar has been mainly due to dollar weakness. Mainly because of the instability provoked by the election and all the things that were reverberating around that. I don't expect anything substantial. Mr. Draghi, Mario Draghi, the ECB president, will be talking later today, but no one expects him to say anything that will drive the markets in a substantial way. The euro, yesterday we had the German figures and the German trade is actually shrunk. The trade surplus shrunk to about 17 billion euros, something like that. So it shrunk almost 1% half a percent, sorry. So 0.4% it shrank, but it didn't seem to have had much of an impact in the euro. The euro was supported as well by what was happening in the US, by dollar weakness mainly. But at the moment it's very much a lateral trade. Things are remaining within a range, and I don't believe there will be anything substantial happening in the next week or so. I think the Italian budget issue will drag on for a bit longer. I think that the political situation in Germany, which potentially can really be a big headwind for the euro, is not there yet. Maybe next year or even 2020. With Chancellor Merkel announcing that she will retire from active political life, this can be significant, especially if you put it against the background of the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, the far right, or so-called far right movement that is now gained representation in every German state. So this could be very bad news for Europe politically, and also very bad news for the euro. And I see that probably as the main headwind that the euro will face next year, political instability in Germany. For now, we have the Italian budget, which is not dealt with yet, but I don't see anything so substantial happening in the next week or so.
Understood. And finally, I always ask any sort of favourite currency pairs you like or dislike. And we were saying off air that basically stuff is treading water.
Yes.
Is it best advice to keep your pound dry in these sort of conditions?
I would look out. Emerging markets still present some good opportunities. We saw at the end of last week and early this week the South African rand taking a big tumble. The Turkish lira is still exposed as well.
Yep.
So I would probably look at emerge at crosses with emerging economies currencies. So dollar Turkish lira, dollar rand, they could be good opportunities for trading, for day trading mainly. But other than that, I mean dollar yen, you know, not much happening. Euro dollar, as we just said. Not much happening. The pound is too susceptible to political intrigue,
yep.
and no one knows what's going to happen. So I'll probably say look at emerging market currencies and take it from there. Yeah.
Understood. Ricardo, we ran out of time. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.